What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP. Appreciate Britt Giroli for joining us last segment talking about the Nationals. Getting back into the NFL and staying on the negative notes following some Nationals talk.
Yeah.
Worst NFL coaching hires the last 25 years.
Ooh.
So this article's written by CBS Sports. There's a couple of Redskins coaches on here.
Who is the absolute worst, they say?
Take a guess. He didn't last a full season. His full record was 2-11.
Damn.
Wasn't that long ago.
What team?
Jacksonville. He's so forgettable as an NFL head coach. He's a really good college coach. Won multiple national championships. Florida, Ohio State. He now works.
What you call him? He's
on Fox.
In a running back.
With Reggie Bush and the guys?
Not Reggie, the other guy from Alabama. They do a podcast.
Mark
together.
Ingram?
Yeah.
It's Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the right answer. He is one
he
of the
was,
worst.
Yeah.
Here's another guy.
He thought he can do what he did in college in the pros.
Here's another guy. Well, first of all, he didn't understand how to. Do you remember some of the stories that were coming out of the stuff that he was doing while he was the coach? Mm-hmm. Like a kicker missed a kick and he yelled at him and then kicked him or something stupid like that.
Oh, like, he kicked me. See, bro, listen, one thing is this. You give respect to those who respect you.
Yeah.
Once they cross that line, you treat them how they're supposed to be treated. He would have kicked me or any of those dudes I played with in my career. They'd have been cleaning them up off the ground somewhere.
Or
he'd have some chiclets.
Number two on this list, I don't recall him coaching in the NFL. Granted, I would have been a kid when this happened. I think this was the 2007 season with the Atlanta Falcons, Bobby Petrino.
Okay.
He went 3-10. They got him number two on this list.
He came in and got out quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three, Cam Cameron with the Dolphins. He went 1-15. I remember him.
Cam used to be on the staff here.
I'm surprised.
Early on, he was here with Joe.
The only reason that this guy isn't number one is because of how inept these other guys were, but he is one of the worst head coaches I've ever seen.
Ooh.
He's a good play caller. He's not a good head coach. Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
He can't
lead a room.
Didn't
Denver hire him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He just can't lead a room.
And listen, that is something I think owners need to understand. A guy could call plays, offensive, defensive, but if he can't lead men, he cannot be your head coach. He cannot be your head coach.
It's something that I underestimated when they brought in Dan Quinn, is his ability to galvanize a locker room, galvanize a group of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we were sold when they hired Dan Quinn about the connections that he had and how much guys loved working and playing for him. And you saw that.
Yeah.
Because guys suck around when they had opportunities to go elsewhere, but they're like, I don't know that it's a better opportunity than here. You saw that with Cliff. You saw that with some of the other coaches. You saw players want to come over here, like Bobby Wagner. I don't think Bobby Wagner was playing for this football team last year if Dan Quinn wasn't the coach. So, yeah, it's worked out. And I think that's something that I think you look at the top guys on this list and they weren't able to do it. Number five on this list, another guy for the Broncos that didn't last a full season. And I don't – he was a terrible hire, frankly, when he was hired, was Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
That dude
– and then that's Aaron's guy, right?
That dude rode Aaron Rodgers' coattails to the
– Right, Aaron Rodgers got him another job, too.
Mm-hmm. Right back as his offensive coordinator. Number six was Jim Tomsula, 5-11 with the Niners. Number seven, Marty Morningwig, 5-27 with the Lions. So skipping down this list a little bit, Art Shell, Matt Patricia, Rod Marinelli.
Matt Patricia was a horrible one.
This one's always funny because he kept keeping his job, and I don't know why. I think he's a decent coach in terms of play caller and could come up with some stuff, but Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
His record with the Browns, 3-36-1. How do you keep a job that long?
Hey, I think when you first come in, that first year you got to get an opportunity, but they went, didn't they go in 16 one time with him?
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think the next year they followed it up with like 1-15 or 2-14. Yeah. And he kept his job again.
Well, he was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Adam Gase with the Jets is 12. Dennis Erickson, 13 with the Niners. Gus Bradley, 14. There's a couple of Commanders coaches or Redskins coaches on this list, I believe. 15 with Steve Spagnuolo with the Rams. That's an interesting name right there.
Spags.
This was a bad stretch. There's no question about it. It didn't work out with the Rams. Is no one ever going to give him a shot again?
Because I'm going to tell you, man, he was on the staff in Philly. Dude's a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, he has, like, when you're on a team, you're not always dealing with the head coach. There's certain coaches, like when I first got here, Wayne Sevier basically ran that team for Coach Gibbs. Wayne Sevier was a special teams coach, and Wayne Sevier would get on anybody, everybody. He would tell you, he was the guy that was telling you, yeah, your stuff stinks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wasn't the one that...
Let you know.
He will let you know. And they have guys like that. Steve was very much that guy in Philly.
So maybe it just didn't work as him being the full-time leader?
Probably. No, he can lead guys is what I'm saying. And he's a guy that would get on people, get them right. Just probably had a horrible team.
Yeah.
You watch, man, when they put him back in that defensive realm, that defense
he's special.
Is good. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's one of the best defensive coordinators.
Another chance, man.
What year did he coach the Rams? Let's see. He coached the Rams starting in 2009. So their leading passer that year was Mark Bulger.
That right there. That's the problem. Mark Bulger was your quarterback.
B. Mitch. They finished the year with 12 passing touchdowns and 21 interceptions.
Mark Bulger was your quarterback.
All right. The following year they went 7-9.
Jeff Walker is your quarterback.
The following year they went 7-9 and they had Sam Bradford. Bradford threw 18 touchdowns, threw 15 picks.
You couldn't throw 20 touchdowns in a damn kindergarten league.
There's no chance.
Cut his mic off, Landfill.
I already threw for 20 touchdowns on college football.
Well, yeah, college football is easy. I just want him. I'm undefeated this year with Virginia Tech.
You're playing on, like, varsity.
I'm playing on Heisman, dog. I don't play on any easy difficulties. The following year, they went 2-14. Did Sam Bradford get hurt this year? Yeah, he did. A.J. Feely.
Sam Bradford.
Oh, my gosh.
A.J. was my guy.
They had no offense ever
but
when he was
I'm
there.
Saying. A.J. Feely was our third quarterback in Philly. And I like A.J. A.J. came in. We did go. We won 4-1 with him at quarterback. But we had a loaded team that year as well.
B. Mitch, listen to the 3 years that he was the coach and their touchdown to interception ratio.
It was probably 30-something to 60-something.
Year one, he was 12 touchdowns to 21 picks.
Mm-hmm.
The following season, when Sam Bradford played every game, he had 18 touchdowns to 15 picks.
30 and 36 right there.
Listen to year number three. 9 touchdowns.
39.
10 picks.
46.
That's horrible. I couldn't. No one could win. with that sort of quarterback play.
That's what I'm saying. So that happened, and the head coach gets blamed for that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's part of the job. But, man, I'm surprised he hasn't got another shot. Dennis Allen's on this list at 16 with the Raiders. Joe Judge with the Giants, remember that? It's always funny seeing all these guys that they try to pluck off of Belichick's staff and they didn't work out. Greg Schiano's at 18. B. Mitch, we got the first Washington coach on here at number 19. Who do you think?
Greg Schiano is it? First one is going to probably be the maroon, black, and yellow. Zorn?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim Zorn is at 19. Yeah. It says, yeah. Zorn's primary issue may have been that he was never qualified for the job.
Didn't know his colors of the team either.
Yeah. Jim Zorn, I think that deserves to be up there. So it's back-to-back Washington coaches.
The ball coach. I can tell you one thing, though. He was a scratch golfer.
Is he really?
Man can play some golf now.
Well, I'm sure he can.
Old Steve Spurrier, man. He can play some golf.
He's not coaching anymore, is he?
Hell no.
He was good at South Carolina.
Did he win the Heisman Trophy or something like that?
I'm not sure if he did. He was good at South Carolina. I liked his teams there. Now you got Frank Beamer's son over there, Shane Beamer. Yeah, I mean, not great. Dave Campo, finishing out this list, Dave Campo at 21. Lovey Smith is at 22 with the Texans. David Culley. Now, this is what's interesting about these with the Texans.
They just hired people and didn't give them chances.
Yeah, Lovey Smith didn't get a shot. David Culley didn't get a shot.
Yeah, David, that was my quarterback coach in college. David recruited me out of high school. David and I, we still talk all the time. Plays golf every day now. I said, Coach, what you going to do, man? They let you go. He said, well, you know, getting paid for five more years. That was a year and a half, 2 years ago. He said, I'm going to get both hips replaced, and I'm going to become a golfer.
I like
and
that.
And he has been golfing his ass off. Every day I see, David Culley just finished this round. David Culley just finished that round.
That's the way to do it right there.
Yes.
Just final couple on this list. 24 is Nick Saban with the Dolphins. And then 25, they go through this stretch for the Browns, where it was Romeo Crennel, Eric Mangini, Pat Shurmur, Rob Chudzinski, and Mike Pettine. I mean, that's a pretty bad stretch. They combined to go 57 and 119. B. Mitch, I don't know if I've told you this before, but I'm not one that has lofty dreams. I'm not one that has big-time goals. I kind of just go about my life, and you know, I set little goals here and there, but I'm not one that sets major goals in life. I do have one goal in life. This is my big-time goal. I want to be good enough to become a professional head coach and get fired. So that I can just cash paychecks. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the best gig in the world. Landfill, can you get on board with that? Can we become NFL, NBA, MLB, whatever. Can we get good enough to become coaches in some league so that we can get fired after a year or maybe even in season? Sign me like to a 3 or 4 year contract,
yeah,
just $1 million a year, whatever, and then fire me, please, so I can go do what David Culley's doing now and playing golf.
Play golf.
Like, I'm totally down with that.
I think I'll take some time so I can go hang out with David.
You should.
Go play golf with him a couple times.
Yeah, I think that's the best job in the world is a fired coach. I respect the guys that come back and do it again. Like, if I were Cliff Kingsbury, I respect the heck out of him. Why? He's still getting paid.
Yep.
He could just be sitting at home.
Yep, he won the Heisman Trophy in 1966.
Did he really?
Yep.
Where did he go?
1966.
Did he go to Florida?
I don't know. I'm trying to find it now. Doesn't show his
let's
team.
See. His playing career.
SEC Player of the Year, so he probably went to Florida.
Let's see. When he played in college, I'm trying to find when he played. I can't find it either.
66, dog.
That's a long time ago.
he won the Heisman before I was born.
That's crazy. Because that's a while ago. He went to Florida. He played
Florida.
Quarterback right. from 64 to 66.
The dude was an athlete now.
All-American and won the Heisman Trophy in 1966.
He's in the National High School Hall of Fame. Florida Football Ring of Fame.
There's no question why.
SEC Player of the Year in 1966. Two-time first-team All-SEC 1965 and 66. Unanimous All-American 65 and 66. The Walter Camp Memorial Award.
I can play.
UPI Player of the Year. Sports Nation Player of the Year. Heisman Trophy winner. He was a baller, man.
Yeah, no kidding. No wonder he can hit the golf
and
ball
play
well.
Golf.
He's a good athlete. Maybe not a good coach
just
in the NFL.
Coach.
But he was
not
a
coach.
He was a good college coach, though. He was decent in college.
Yeah, because like in college, Florida was the Alabama back then. They got all the top athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you're going to win. But then he got to the pros, and everything was even. And I remember their blocking scheme. Their blocking scheme, they blocked the person that crossed their face, the offensive lineman. Well, if you went over here, he didn't block you. And we lit him up.
Yeah.
He played against.
Yeah. It is list season, so we just went through one list of the 25 worst NFL coaches. Two Washington coaches were featured with Jim Zorn and with Steve Spurrier. Next, taking a look at another list, where do you think the NFC East ranks in terms of divisional power rankings in the NFL? We'll take a look at that next, as well as Ask B. Mitch Anything coming up at 1 o'clock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.